Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on. Lots to get to. Michael Franzese, the former mob boss, makes a reappearance. He's got a new book coming out called Mafia Democracy. We'll get into that. Dave Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center brings us a case that's just, it's kind of nuts. But when you hear that it's from Gretchen Whitmer, you'll know why it's nuts. But she's suing 13 prosecutors for something they haven't done. What? Yeah, seriously. And The View has decided that Republicans just don't have a value system that aligns with the values of Americans. Oh, yeah, we got to let them have it, too, on a Friday. I'll give you some strings. Horn section. That was me. Big lunch. Cheese.
No.
Carrie, you crazy.
No, I knew it. No.
What do you mean, no?
I knew what you were going to say.
No. Bring it, Bob.
Friday.
Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
Let's go. Thank God it's.
Thank God it is Friday.
Hey, let's make it a free speech Friday. Let's go.
Free speech Friday.
Freedom. Freedom. Uh-huh. Say what? Bring it down. Carrie, how you doing? You good?
I'm great.
Great pictures of your kid today online, like those.
Oh my gosh, do I have some of the most handsomest kids in the whole land.
Pretty good looking dudes.
Seriously.
Polo making it happen. Sam getting it done. Man, there's a lot going on. Is Elon Musk the best Twitter troll we've seen? I think that's it's a valid question. You see this whole AOC thing today?
No, I haven't seen
AOC. AOC posted something on Twitter complaining about billionaires spending all their billions of dollars, not caring at all about hate crimes on the rise because of them spending their money. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I can tell you.
I mean, honestly, it was so completely out of the blue. Now, look, I realize that she always has to feel like she's relevant somehow. And many might say, well, you're talking about her. She must be relevant. Well, no, I'm talking about her because she's so stupid. I mean, honestly, this is just dumb. But the back and forth was just strange. She says something about billionaires spending money and causing hate crimes. She literally says, tired of having to collectively stress about what explosion of hate crimes is happening because some billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally controls a massive communication platform and skews it because Tucker Carlson or Peter Thiel took him to dinner and made him feel special. Of course, Musk, not one to lay down and just take it, says, stop hitting on me. I'm really shy. Dude.
Well.
I mean, it's pretty good. That's pretty good trolling.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's not bad trolling. So I said,
get on Twitter, actually.
right. I mean, the things he comes up with. And then he said, or I said, if Elon Musk continues this, AOC will show up outside the Tesla plant and have someone photograph her fake crying. You've been warned. And, I mean, the entirety of Twitter is going nuts about it. Another thing that's interesting about Twitter is you've got Jack Dorsey, who literally put in place the censorship that happens on the platform, is every day posting something about how he's a new guy or something, and he's changed his ways, and he's somehow trying to make up for it. And I'm like, shut up, dude. I'm literally going at him going, Jack, we're not buying it. Stop. I don't know what he's trying to do. Listen, they never censored anybody, ever, but still did the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, hidden story in 2020. He still would be the bad guy that I see him as when it comes to hiding information. And Carrie, the people cannot stop with this disinformation lady.
Have you seen
some of her videos?
Yes. That was one of the stories that I sent you.
Well, we'll get into that in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, she's nuts. She's nuts. She's a crazy lady. And she's now, when Saki was asked about it, we find her to be extremely qualified as an expert in disinformation. Really? You're an expert in putting it out there. It's crazy. The things that we're watching are crazy. Now, when I talk to Franzese later on, we get into disinformation and how that's like what the mafia would do. And mafia democracy is really what we're living under right now. And we see people going after anybody who doesn't agree with whatever they have decided the narrative is. It's all very, very interesting. So, Carrie, you get the email today? I'm going to take a few days off next week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell the people why. Where are you going? Who are you going
to
be with?
I got a little movie premiere to go to. A little something. I don't know.
Movie premiere.
Let me check out a movie premiere, you know, with 45. What?
Yeah, I know.
But see, here's the thing. As special as I feel about being invited to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I talk to is going.
Okay, yeah.
Well, like, are you going to be there? Right. Absolutely. Are you going to be there? Yep, I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there? Yes, I'll be there. So hopefully I'll have a bunch of pictures. Now, the special part about it is that my mother's having a big birthday coming up. She lives down there, so I'll take her with me.
Oh, wow. So that's going to be awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's a great birthday present for your
take
mama.
Mama Pags and, yes. And we'll hang out.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a red carpet and everything. It could be really cool.
Well, can you invite your team to go?
A lot of people have asked if I can add a few tickets. Family came first, and I had to say no. So as much as you
know,
and I are really
your
tight,
team? Not, no. What? You're telling me no.
Is what do you mean?
100% no.
Well, the question was asked of me for immediate family, and my answer was, so I've been invited to this premiere at Trump's house, and you want me to ask if I can have a few more tickets? I don't, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I didn't feel comfortable about doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I can understand.
But it'll be fun next week, and we'll definitely post a bunch of pictures. We'll do what we have to do. And it sounds like everybody that I've ever met in my life is going to be there in this political or broadcasting realm. So I'm not, I mean, it's going to, I might have to like do a dance on a table just to get noticed. I don't know.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Why not?
But take lots of pictures. Take lots of pictures with 45. So we can post them all over the social medias.
I know that he's going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to come and cavort with the crowd. I don't know.
I bet he
but
might.
From what I can tell, there's going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of people, because I feel like saying, I've been invited. But everybody I ask is like, yeah, I'll be there. I'm like, damn.
Well,
it's not
going to
be like me and four other people. It's going to be quite a crowd.
It's
going to be fun. Dinesh, to be honest, has invited me before to like Hollywood and other places, and I've said no. But this one made sense. It coincides with Mom's birthday, and she lives down there anyway, so it's going to work out well.
Awesome.
It'll work out well. All right. Now, the View can't seem to help themselves. I don't know who's watching The View, to be honest with you, but somebody clearly is. Now, I'm not sure where she came from, and I've mentioned this before. The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, and this Sonny Hostin, they seem to be the ones. I guess Anna Navarro is also on there a lot. But for some reason, this Sonny Hostin has gotten more and more radical as the days go by. And somebody sent me this today, and I took a look at it, and I went, really? It seems as though the new narrative that they're trying to place on Republicans / conservatives is one that is just false. It doesn't make any sense. It's kind of dumb. But they also know that their audience is going to believe it if they say it. So here's what Sonny Hostin, one of the hosts on The View, had to say today about Republicans. And I can't hear her. You know, it's so important that... you just can't have the volume. All right, here's something what Sonny Hostin had to say today about Republicans.
I have to say, I think this is because the Republican Party doesn't really have a platform that is in line with American values, right? When you really look at it. And when you don't have a platform, you do have to resort to fear. Mm-hmm. And this is just cyclical, and it's out of their playbook. And I think LBJ said it best. He said, if you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, give him somebody to look down on, and he'll empty his pockets for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really what is happening, and we saw this happening with CRT, right? Let's just target black and brown people. Once they were successful doing that, the next group, the LGBTQ plus community.
But why does
they try to target
marginalized
people?
Why does the base keep falling for this, though? They're voting against their own interests.
It's so strange to me. Then, of course, Joy Behar jumps in. Why is the base voting for this? It goes against their own interests. Okay, let's break this down a little bit. Sonny Hostin quotes LBJ. LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, is one of the most racist presidents we've had in this country. The guy didn't really want to do the Civil Rights Act, and that only got done because Republicans supported it. The guy is rumored to have said disgusting things about black people in America. We know that the guy was a racist just by his own record. Yet she's quoting him somehow like he's the beacon of truth. To say that Republicans don't have a value system that aligns with the American people doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to spell it out. A lot of you have asked for something like this from me for a long time, and I've done it in different ways. I've done it here and there. I've done it little by little. I've done it to the point where people have said, oh, thanks for that. That was kind of cool. I could use that. But let's break it down again. What is a Republican slash conservative? What is a Democrat slash liberal? By the way, I don't think that all conservatives are Republicans and all Republicans are conservatives. I don't think all liberals are Democrats or all Democrats are liberals. Having said that, generally speaking, conservatives vote for Republicans, liberals vote for Democrats. So let's break down in general what a conservative believes. A conservative believes in family values, Judeo-Christian values, traditional American values. A conservative believes that babies should be born and not aborted. Conservatives believe that government should be small and necessary, should work for the people. It should certainly answer to the people. It should be not expansive, lower regulations, lower taxes, lower size of government, more power and control to the people, more freedom and liberty to the people, less power and control to central government. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. We want government to be out of our way. And we want government to realize that it works at our behest. Liberals believe just the opposite. Now, many liberals will say they're Christian and believe in Judeo-Christian values, yet they push things like abortion. They push things like gay marriage. They push things like LGBTQXYZ123 is more important than traditional American values followed by 95% of the rest of us. They believe in expanded government, larger government, more power and control in a centralized government in Washington, D.C., whereas conservatives believe that the power really does lie with the people. It does lie in the states, federalism. Liberals believe that the central government in Washington should have all the power. Expand it as much as you need. Raise taxes on people, higher regulations on people, more power and control in central government. They believe that. Also, one thing that's so important that Sunny Hostin either doesn't know or she knows and she's lying about it. What's really important is that conservatives don't care about race. And what I mean is, being a conservative doesn't exclude anybody. There is no racial litmus test to be a conservative. There are plenty of conservative Latinos, conservative black people, conservative white people, conservative Asians, conservative Native Americans. Conservative and conservatism really does encompass anybody and everybody who believes this same way, which I believe is the right way to think and believe in the right value system. Liberals will see your race and divide you. Oh, you're black, the white guy hates you. Oh, you're Hispanic, the black guy hates you. Oh, you're Native American, everybody hates you. You're Asian, everybody hates you. And then they'll go from that where you've got now divided sections of our population that they can tell different lies to keep them under power and control. That's how you control the people. Conservatives don't believe that. So Sunny Hostin not only was dead wrong 180 degrees on the wrong side of what she was saying today about conservatives or Republicans, she was almost to a T describing what liberals are in America today. And you can take that to the bank. This isn't me making it up. What I just said is verifiably true. Now, I challenge anybody who calls him or herself a conservative to tell me what I missed, or anybody who calls themselves a liberal, tell me what it is that I got wrong. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. If you're a conservative, you must be sick of being slammed by the left and lied about. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Tell me if you think I nailed it. Tell me if you think I hit it spot on, what a conservative is versus what a liberal is. And if you're sick and tired of having people speak out of line about what it is that your value system happens to be, why not stand up and be heard? When Sonny Hostin goes on The View and says something stupid, like Republicans don't have a value system that aligns with America, I mean, that's just stupid. So either she's lying on purpose to keep her position and to start trouble and have people like me go at her, or she just doesn't understand. She is ignorant to the facts. What I just said about liberals is true. What I just said about conservatives is true. And if you think I got anything wrong, I want to hear from you. But I also want to hear from you if you're one or the other and you've been somehow misrepresented by the media, whether it be the right media or the left media, or if you think that, generally speaking, people in America understand the difference. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. A ton of traffic to the website today. Make sure you stop by joepags.com and go check that out. The top news stories are going to grab your attention. We've got links to the interviews that I've done recently, also the PAGS parodies. I try to put a parody together today. Carrie, I could not think of anything for this Disinformation Governance Board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a tough one. I had no ideas.
I mean, I still have one about voting for Biden that I want to do, but it's going to be very complicated because there are a lot of words in the song.
Ew,
and I've also been thinking about doing a Johnny Cash song that has a lot of words in the song. But, I mean, those are going to take, like, real producing where I've got to do 2 or 3 hours worth. But, I wanted to do something quick about this. This woman's kind of loony, Nina, what's her, Jankovic. Doesn't make any sense. I'm seeing the videos, and she's lying about Giuliani. She's lying about Ukraine and Biden. She's lying about so much. And she somehow is supremely qualified to sift out disinformation. And when you go and look at her videos, there's a screw loose. There's something missing there. Have you seen these videos?
Well, I saw the Mary Poppins one.
There's another one where she's talking about Biden and Ukraine, mm-hmm. and just lies about what it was that Biden said or whatever. And why he said it, and then she says, "Now go back to your Netflix or something." It's weird, dude. Mm.
Yeah, I don't.
Let me see if I can pull that up. I actually want to pull that up because.
But Jen Psaki seems to think she's the best person for the job.
She's the top of the top. Mm-hmm. Here she is explaining. Do you know how old this woman is?
I can
check
look.
And see how old Nina Jankovic is.
Okay.
Is it Jankovic or Jankowicz? Something like that.
Jankowicz, I think. But
yeah, probably is. So here she is explaining what it was Biden was doing when he basically extorted Ukraine. And she thinks she's right. She's not.
Not a champion of justice and reform in Ukraine. And number three, as a result, the vice president delivered a message that Shokin needed to be fired and other reforms pursued if Ukraine wanted its next tranche of IMF funds and a U.S. loan guarantee. This is called diplomacy, not extortion. That's it. Now you can get back to your Netflix and your Zoom happy hours and lots of washing your hands.
I mean, there's something wrong with this person. She's nuts.
She's 33.
Okay, so she looks like she's about 23. She's a crazy person. And I say that meaning that, you know, I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist, but somebody could diagnose her as having something wrong with her. What she just said is not true. There was no reason for the vice president of the United States to force this guy Shokin to be fired. I've had Rudy Giuliani on about why Shokin was fired. It's because Shokin was, in fact, looking into Burisma. Burisma is where Hunter Biden worked. So she's lying there. And then the condescension. Go back to your Netflix or your Zoom meetings or go wash your hands. Carrie, who the beep? You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
I don't want her telling me what the hell to do. What is wrong with this person? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com to the phone lines. Mark is on line one. Mark, what's on your mind? Hi. Actually, hey, Mark, hold on. I'm gonna take you after the break. I don't have enough time, and I don't want to give you a short shrift. All right, when we come back, let's carry them over, Sam. Those who are calling in on this topic, I want to get to you, because there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Mm.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by the Joe Pags Show for your Free Speech Friday. 888-941-PAGS. Go to joepags.com right now and click on your favorite social media. Check out the news stories that we have there. And if you want to write me, you can send me an email during the show just by scrolling down and clicking on contact. That email will come right to me. Got to remind you, emergencies happen at any time. We've all faced this where the lights go out. No power, no lights, no news, no information. Federal agencies urge every family to have an emergency radio on hand. Now, Newsmax, I watch it all the time, also publishes Newsmax magazine, a great publication with Dick Morris, Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Dr. Laura, and more. They want you to get the World Band Emergency Radio free with Newsmax magazine. It's a powerful radio that works during any emergency. In fact, it doesn't need batteries. It's got a hand crank, and it also has a super LED flashlight. The radio includes the NOAA weather band, long-range AM radio, FM band, and even a USB for cell phones. This Dynamo emergency radio retails for $30, but you can get it for free with a discounted Newsmax magazine subscription. Newsmax is news you can trust, so go now to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. The free radio could save your life. Quantities are limited. Order right now. Make sure you get Newsmax magazine today. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. For those just joining us, A, show started half an hour ago. Let's not wait next time. Right, am I right, Carrie?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Exactly right.
5 o'clock.
Secondly, we talked about conservative versus liberal. What is a conservative? What is a liberal? And the liberals always lie about who conservatives are. I thought that I would set the record straight. Going to be Mark in Florida. Mark, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
I want to let you know, Sonny Hostin is a disbarred attorney. That would be something you'd be interested in knowing.
Yeah, where did you
I
learn that?
Don't think
hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. All right. So while we were during the break, I saw that you were going to say that, and I looked it up. I can't find it anywhere that she's disbarred. Where are you getting that?
Another news talk radio station I listen to in the morning. I'll call them and find out where they get their information.
I don't want you to call them. I want to know where that information came from. Now, she's a former prosecutor. You sure that you just didn't mishear that she stopped being a prosecutor? They literally said the word she's disbarred?
No, they said she was disbarred.
Well, say the name of the show.
Statement. She was disbarred.
Say the name of the show.
105.9, Sunny FM.
That's not a show.
they give news in the morning.
Okay.
Like you. They give honest news, stuff they say that you'll never hear someplace else.
Right. Well, I mean, they could say that, but we always have to source it. What else you got?
I don't think the government should be censoring anything. Elon Musk is scaring the crap out of them. They're going to censor what they want to censor. Their agenda is what they're after.
I got you. Mark, I hear you, and I appreciate you. Do me a favor, Carrie, if you don't mind. Sam and I both independently researched to find out if she's been disbarred.
I haven't seen
and I can't find it anywhere.
Anything like that. Nope.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
Now, a lot of the stories that come up are her complaining about Elon Musk, but then I went to her wiki. I went to her website. I mean, we went all over the place on the internet. Mm-hmm. And again, see, this is why I say this all the time. Now, Mark's a good guy. I'm not saying Mark did anything wrong. Either he misheard or the person on the radio said it wrong.
Yeah.
Because I can't find anywhere that Sonny Hostin is disbarred.
I can't.
If that were the case, I think that'd be rather easy to find, no?
Absolutely. And I've checked a couple of places. So, nope.
All right.
I don't think that's it.
Let me know if anything pops up.
Okay.
Let me go back at it. It's going to be San Antonio and Bobby. Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. How's it going? It's great to talk to you. I've been listening to you for about maybe close to 10 years, and
awesome.
You play a big part in informing my then ignorant mind of just the political climate of our country and city and state. So thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
When you issued that challenge, I myself am a conservative, and one thing that I thought, I don't know, maybe it can be connected to one of the points you made, but one of the things that I think most liberals do, and they seem to have an infatuation with it, it's having a disdain for the history of our country and then really seeking to rewrite that history and just how that plays into the agenda. And I didn't know that as an ignorant citizen of this country, and once your eyes are open to that, you really catch it. I mean, even history that's more recent than you know, far from us, like
right.
The whole George Floyd thing.
Right.
They're putting up a statue and basically just wanting to rewrite everything that has happened, and that makes our country what it is, and so foundational to all the values you said that most conservatives hold to. So I thought of that, and I think that's super destructive, because the basis of the facts of history are what hold us together and make us what we are. And wanting to rewrite that, redefine it, and obliterate it in many cases is super liberal.
Oh, well, Bobby, you couldn't be more right. First of all, thank you for the nice compliment. Secondly, you're absolutely right. Here in San Antonio, specifically about a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever it was, they came and stole the statue out of Travis Park because they thought they could.
Yep.
And then they hid it somewhere. We don't even know where it is. They didn't give anybody the time capsule that was underneath it, and it wasn't theirs to take. So they're hiding that history. Plus, if you want to bring up the more recent stuff like CRT, that's a lie about race in America. The 1619 Project is a lie. It's not a true story, but that's being pushed as well to show that somehow everybody who isn't this race or this ancestry is bad. Anybody who's that ancestry was oppressed, and they are trying to get, you know why they're doing that, Bobby? I don't think they have a disdain for history. I think it's even easier to siphon out than that. I think why they're doing it is because it causes power and control. If you believe what they say and I don't, now you're forced to hate me. And if you hate me, then you and I won't talk to each other. And if we don't talk to each other, we won't know that we're so much alike. That's how you control enormous populations, is by separating them, dividing them, and conquering them that way. I love that you got smart, that you learned about history, and that you realized that you probably weren't a liberal. And I'm glad that I played a small role in that.
No, the benefit's mine, Joe. Thanks for doing what you do. I really appreciate it.
Bobby, I appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Very nice call to get. Very nice call. Let me go back at it. It's going to be Chuck in Minneapolis. Chuck, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
So I think I've got this figured out after years of listening to, we'll call it the liberal side, saying that we just are out to destroy America and we're doing bad for America and going to crush America. I think it's their America that they're talking about. The America they see through their eyes, the America they want. And if that's the case, they're damn right. We're out to crush it. I want the original America back. I want us disagreeing but meeting in the middle.
I couldn't agree more, Chuck. See, but here's the problem. I'll play devil's advocate. The liberal will hear what you just said, what Chuck just said, and say, all right, so you want slavery back, huh? Listen, when America was founded, there was a huge argument about slavery. There was already a huge push to abolish slavery. Slavery that had been going on globally and continued well after we stopped it. In fact, there are tens of millions of slaves today, mostly black or brown, in Africa. Today. So to go back and argue about, well, the origination of America was bad. Well, no, it wasn't. It was founded on Judeo-Christian values. It was founded on the Magna Carta, which mentions God a lot. It was founded on the Ten Commandments. So the idea that it was somehow an evil founding is just not true. Slavery existed, and it shouldn't have. We got rid of it, and we dealt with it 150 years ago. The fact that it's being brought up again now is a way to teach young black people that somehow they're oppressed and repressed because of the stain of history. That's not true. That's not true. There is not one person alive today who dealt with slavery that was brought here by Great Britain back in the 1600s, 1700s. Not one person. Now, they might have been dealing with slavery that's the sex slave traffic that comes across the border. The slavery that's going on in other countries, some by other religions. But the idea that somehow you have the leftover oppression from slavery that was abolished a long time ago, 150 years ago, it's just not true. But you believe it, some of you, because you've been told that by the liberal left. And if you're told that, and if you believe it, then you will be divided and separated and even self-segregate, which makes you easier to control. Stop it. Let me go back at it. Dean, Boston, what's going on? Hi.
Joe, I have been learning so much from you, and I've broken it down to three words that you haven't said, but you've kind of brought me to this point, and it's to what end?
Right.
And so no matter what the subject I take up with a liberal, it is the Joe Pags to what end? Under parental control, is it my child or is it the government's child? So it's my child or the child belongs to the village. Under the money, it's either the Federal Reserve and the government controls it, or it's the individual reliance on the decisions of the person whose money it is.
Right.
Under religion, it's the family and God, or it's the government solves all my needs. So everything is to what end? So I've learned from you, whatever the argument is, Let them just talk themselves out and say, where does this end? And it always leads to a disaster.
It does.
There's no solution to it. They get themselves in a point where at the end of their argument, they don't have the solution, even though they think they have all the answers. They get to the end and go, well, I don't know.
Well, that's not good. It's not a good answer. Hey, you're going to argue that vehemently and that loudly and that angrily. If you don't have an answer at the end of the day, and to what end is not one you can answer, then you pretty much wasted your breath. But see, here's the thing. They'll believe it until it does come down to them as an individual. And this is something that we also have to use as a tool. Dean, thank you. We have to use that as a tool as well. It comes down to the individual. And I always use this example, and I'll use it again. There are people on college campuses that walk around touting the praises of socialism. Socialism is basically an equitable balance of outcome for everybody. Doesn't matter how hard you work or how little you do. You get the same exact grade. You get the same exact shirt. You get the same exact car, the same exact living quarters, the same exact job. And they believe this, and they'll march, and they'll be loud, and they'll scream, and they'll yell, and they'll show up to a conservative speaker and shout them down. But when you get them individually, and you say, okay, what is your study? What is your major? Major's law. Okay, good. How you doing? I got about a B average. That's nice. That's good. Look, Bob over here has a D average. We'd like to balance that out, make it more equitable, and give both of you a C. Are you cool with that? And to a person, the individual who is for socialism will look you in the face and say, are you kidding me? I worked for that. That's my B. He's got to work harder if he wants to get that D to a C. Ah. A little bit of an eye-opening there, huh? A little bit of a mind-opening there, huh? A little bit of a heart-opening there, right? So you don't really want socialism. You like the idea of talking about it. You like the idea that these people who are homeless or are poor or in a lower income neighborhood, you like the idea of bringing them up somehow to a more intermediate place in those different categories. Yet you're not willing to give up anything you have to do it. You just think the government's gonna fart out some money. And they can just start throwing it at people who need help. Not going to be anything, no skin off of your teeth. None, right? It's like paying off all school student loans. Really? So the people have already paid off their student loans. They get no benefit whatsoever. You get free college somehow for some reason. And nobody has to pay for it. Well, guess what? The heat was used. The AC was used. The lights were used. There are expenses that go along with running a university. You've got professors to pay. You've got sports teams to take care of. And you just think that money comes out of where? So if I walk up to you, the person who wants all their college debt to be paid off, and I say, well, how much money do you have in the bank? You say, well, I've saved up $5,000. Well, that's a lot of money. That's good. I'm going to need that. What do you mean you need that? Well, you said you wanted the government to pay off all student loans. Did you think they were going to fart out the money? They got to get it from somewhere. So you've got $5,000 where Bob next door only has $500. We're going to take your $5,000 and his $500. Is that fair? Well, no, you're getting way more than from me than you are from him. Ah, sort of a mind and heart and soul opening situation, isn't it? So you don't want to give your $5,000 up if Bob's only going to give $500. But if I took $500 from both of you, you're fine with that. But that leaves Bob with nothing. Why should you have $4,500? That's not equitable, is it? Oh. I'm not a socialist after all. If we actually taught people what these terms meant, if we told them what the outcomes would be, they would be absolutely against it. All of them. But nobody's talking to them in straight, direct sentences, using words that make sense, and telling them the actual outcome that they're asking for. Then they would realize that they are capitalists, they are meritocracy, they are people who believe in those who work harder should get more, those who have work ethic should be able to move up faster, and those who take out loans should have to pay them back. And those who get an F shouldn't be handed a C, taking the guy with an A down to a C. No, the guy with the F should work harder and move that F up. Kind of simple, isn't it, when I spell it out that way? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
right, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Friday. Free Speech Friday, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Fortune favors the bold, the strong, and the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is a powerfully simple business checking, and unlike traditional banking, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, and no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free. Join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now, novo.co/pags. Plus, because you listen to my program, you get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/pags to sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Go and check out Novo today. We go back to the phone lines in the time we have remaining. It's going to be, Sam, you haven't found anything, right, that says that she's been disbarred?
I cannot find anything at all.
Yeah. I mean, the three of us have looked into it now. And again, I think the guy who called in, you know, had good intentions, but you might have misheard what they said in the morning or... get their sourcing. This is why I always do the sourcing. I don't just buy what somebody says to me. Let me go back at it and say hello to line five. Is Brandon in Ohio? Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been able to call in. I really like your show, and I noticed you had. I like what you do when you have the. I forget what website it is, but. Get to see what you're doing there, and you're talking to the people while on the commercial break. That's
cool, man. Cool. Yeah, on Twitch. Yeah.
What I told the lady on the phone was, it is interesting. In the last few years, you see a lot of celebrities, for example, and people like Elon Musk, from Elon Musk to like Roseanne Barr, even, and even now Bill Maher slightly. You see a lot of people who would call themselves some version of a centrist, of being, you know, kind of in the middle about a lot of stuff,
yeah.
Or just barely leaning one way or the other.
Right.
Saying, hey, you guys on the left have, like, left us in the wake. Like, where are you guys? And they're, like, even there's more and more people coming out saying, you know, we thought we were more in the middle, and we don't know what the heck these people are talking about.
Right. A lot of people are coming out like that. Elon Musk, in fact, says he was on the left. He voted for Obama twice. But he says something has changed with Democrats and liberals, and now he finds himself center to the right, which is an interesting move. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.